Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm Dr. Pat, just feeling a little bit country today in my little digs that I'm wearing. Hello, Mr. Benny.
That's your country outfit? That looks like a biker outfit.
I know. I get. Okay. So
you must
right.
be heading to the country.
I think you're right. It's more biker chick.
It's thoughtful.
It's the biker chick outfit.
Where's the helmet and the bike itself?
Where's the helmet? Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was actually talking with someone who has a brand new Sportster. And it wouldn't be my choice of Harleys right now because I need something a bit more comfortable. Although I've always had Sportsters, but they were saying to me, why don't you go rent a Harley and we could get out there? So maybe I'm channeling my inner Harley today.
Maybe.
Don't you think?
I think so.
Because of my guest.
Yes.
Because we're going to talk about how to harness the power of your consciousness. So my consciousness today is saying, wear the jeans and the leather vest. Don't you think?
It's better than, I'll say assless chaps, I guess. Do you have a set of those?
I love those.
Okay.
I love those. I love chaps. Do you love chaps?
Yeah, but not
okay,
those.
All right. Well,
I got to wear something behind it.
Well, you wear your jeans.
I hope.
Of course.
But someday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have never walked out. Actually, that is not true. That is not true. We're going to save that story for a whole nother show of how you could forget to put on your jeans and walk out with just your chaps.
So freedom is in the clear right now.
Freedom is in the clear right now. Because that
right?
is definitely bringing out my consciousness about an experience that I really didn't want to remember. Joining me, there we go. And I'm probably turning a little red from it. Look at that. See that? Just the thought of that thing has just got me all like hot flashing and flushed and something going on here. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, but he is actually much more than that. And he helps people around the world break through whatever it is that's holding them back. And he's been doing this for close to, you know, I keep saying 15 years, but you got to be close to 20 years now.
Yeah, it is.
We
got to
update the profile.
Let's update it.
Because you've just been like Rick said.
Let's be more flexible with that.
Uh-oh. He's already starting with us today. Okay, good. I wonder if being flexible, Benny, is one of the things we're going to talk about today.
It's possible. Leather, chaps,
lace.
See where this is going.
Leather, lace. I actually am a leather and lace kind of gal. Again, there we go with that. That's true. It's true. If you were to come to my house, Benny, you would see lace. I like lace.
Do you want it again?
All right, there we go. I'm telling you. See, that's it. I thought I was a little country, but Kamisha did say to me when I walked out of the office today, she said, you look like a biker chick. And I thought, okay, that's got to be my consciousness. Dr. Friedemann is joining us here today. We're going to be talking about part two, how to harness the powers of your consciousness. Part two, openness with empowerment expert. So we're going to find out about openness. We're going to take a look at the tools that we can use. And wait till you hear what these are. Wait till you hear what the tools to openness are. But before we do, let's make some announcements about your website, what you've got going on. You're also, yourself and Danielle also take people to Egypt, and that's going very well. And you're also giving folks free consultation. So tell people
That's
how
right.
they can tap into that.
Well, the easiest way to just look at our website at cellularwisdom.com. This is in one word, cellularwisdom.com.
Uh-huh.
You can find a lot about the work, the personal breakthrough and empowerment sessions I'm offering. There's also a link to our transformational travel to Egypt.
Yeah.
And there are also a handful of tools that you can download and already use to empower yourself, and flexibility and openness, which are kind of synonymous, is really something that is very dear to my heart. And they're definitely something by looking at the website that may open your mind and open your eyes already more to the possibilities that you have, possibilities to get unstuck and really tap into greater potential.
I love this. This is part two of a 5-part series doing. So let's describe to our listeners what part one was and how these 5 parts work together and what the acronym stands for.
So POWER is basically the acronym for our natural abilities of our consciousness. And when I talk about consciousness, I mean the conscious mind, the intellect, which most of us really use, at least believe we use it the most often. But then there is a subconscious, which in fact is a bigger part of what we use of our consciousness on a daily basis. Some people say 70 to 80% of our daily activities are regulated, controlled by the subconscious. And then there is a higher consciousness. Well, the higher consciousness is that if you have some kind of a spiritual belief, you would call it your soul, you would call it your essence. But it's this part of you that goes beyond any personality, beyond the emotions. It's the part of us that I would say is the core of our being. That's from where we can feel unconditional love, compassion, the greatness to do things for others and sacrifice our own needs. That doesn't come from the conscious intellectual. That doesn't come from the subconscious. That comes from another place, which is this higher consciousness. And all together have this power, these powers. These are 5 powers that we are focusing on. Last time we focused on perspective. And perspective is basically the power to be able to see things that, in your life may feel like muddled down. You don't really know where you're standing. And create a map. Create a map of your life. Create a map of yourself. And I offered a free tool, and I think it's in your newsletter this time, which allows you to tap into the ability of all 3 of your consciousness to really, it's almost like create the space, create the ability to see yourself from all different angles. You can see yourself from the angle of the intellectual mind, from the subconscious mind, your higher consciousness. And by seeing yourself from different angles, having a perspective on your life or having a perspective on a problem that you have been dealing with, often you're able to go then to the next step, which is today of openness and flexibility. We need to know where we are on a map in order to know where we can go, what options we have. And so once you have this perspective, you can then also look at, okay, what is actually the direction I want to head towards? And that's one part of this openness and flexibility.
Well, you know, openness is a really great term. And I think that we strive to really seek out the wisdom of it.
Right.
You know, the wisdom in openness, right? Because I was just talking to someone yesterday about this. This is kind of eerie. We're so trained, don't you think? We're so trained to not be opened. We're really trained to be protected, to protect our hearts, to protect our assets, right? Some people are immediately trusting, and other people, you have to earn their trust. And so, you know, this idea of being open must have many dimensions to it.
Well, I think it's actually our natural state. I think, you know, when you look at, a child, a baby, there is a saying that when we are the physical, the most flexible physically, we are also the most flexible in our consciousness and our mind. And that's certainly true for babies. I mean, when you think about how they are able to move from just laying flat to eventually walking, that's a million years of evolution in a matter of 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's just amazing just to watch how many steps there are included of stretching your mind, opening to new possibilities, not just allowing yourself to become rigid and accept what is, but really going beyond that. So what you say about openness, I think, is something that we deep in our heart are striving forward towards, because it's something that we come from. That's a natural ability. But it's not only the openness about, you know, trusting or the openness of the heart. It's also the openness to see that things can be different. We become so rigid in our routines. We become so rigid in the way we are looking at ourselves. We become so rigid in just these expectations that for many people are the expectations nothing's going to change or it's going to always continue to be that difficult. So that's, you know, of a struggle. And being able to open your mind towards new possibilities is something that we can.
It's a very, I can't believe we're actually talking about this today. It's a very tricky conversation because if you do open your mind to possibilities, then what you have to do is have the courage to act. And here's what I hope we talk about.
You're ahead of the time already.
Well, you know, I can stay with the openness part because there is, for many of us, and I hope you will address this, if you happen to go through this life and have this moment, and I'm going to call it pure openness, where you are uninhibited by what you've told your friends, what you think your family is going to say, what the public might say, all of these things that restrict a person from truly leading with their heart. I mean, that is the challenge to openness for me.
Absolutely.
Forget about like acting on it. It's just getting past all of the things that would have us stay small, stay closed, right? I mean, isn't this what we're talking about today? Let's take a short break. Because if we cannot master that first part that you've brought up here, then it doesn't matter what kind of action we take.
Well, and that first part has, you know, different angles we can basically utilize. And this is what the show is going to be about, to really break through this little box that eventually we ended up in. And that's the question. How can we open this box? How can we open our mind? And then how can we open our heart to really see life in a much, much broader perspective and see the possibilities?
Are you going to give us some answers to this when we come back from break?
I will.
Okay, because I'm telling you, I need it right now. My conscious mind thought I was country. My subconscious thought I was biker chick today. There you have it. The lesson of the day. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779 or visit zeoking.com. Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Should we do so? If she's a little bit country, she's a little bit biker chick. We'll have to wrap that one, don't you think? That is about being a little bit open here today. So, thank you for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. For more information, if you want to get information about us, sign up for our newsletter, because, like Dr. Friedman Schaub just said, there are tips and free downloads every week that we send out to all of you. So we'll tell you more about that. Today, we're talking about how to harness the powers of your consciousness. Part two is openness. And openness because, this is really like you were saying, there is a whole state of openness. And so the question then becomes, what is it and why is that important? I mean, is there such a thing as being open with discernment? You see, already I'm trying to close openness.
Well,
there we go.
I don't think that you have to act upon your openness.
Oh, that's a good
point. That's the discernment. I mean, you can still have a complete open mind. And then part three, stay tuned, is about that will, the choice. Which of those possibilities am I actually then choosing to act upon? Which path am I choosing to walk on? But it's certainly a good idea to see all your options before you make that choice. Now, the problem is not necessarily first that people are not open. The bigger problem is that people don't realize that they're not open. And so the big question that I want to ask the folks out here, do you know if you have an open mind?
Benny, do you know if you have an open mind?
I believe I do. I should, especially in this business. It's true.
Especially with working with me for all these years.
I'm not
going to
go there. 2003. Yeah, you know it.
Benny's like, okay.
Well, and
the good, the bad.
How do people know? I mean, Benny
how
says.
How do you know?
Exactly. How do you know?
How do you know?
So a few questions you want to ask yourself is, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself in a specific role? Do you see yourself through the eyes of others? Do you see yourself as a person who is going through specific routines, doing the same thing over and over? Friday night, takeout, watching a movie. Monday morning, driving the same place, the same route to work, wearing the same clothes all the time. Are there certain things that you just accept as, oh, that's who I am, and not even trying to be more open to find out, well, what else is there? I mean, I love that you have a different outfit today.
Because
that's something that gives you more openness. A lot of people these days are having that one uniform that they are wearing, that specific pants or no color or just all in black. And that really keeps us more and more closed because that limits our options.
You want me to really blow your mind?
Give it to me.
I wore white capris yesterday. White. Now, I never wear white. And this is really an interesting conversation because for most of my life, I've had some issues, body image issues. And so white pants would not be something I would pick. And so yesterday I decided, a friend of mine, gave me her white capris because they didn't fit her anymore and they fit me now. And so I put them on. That was a whole new experience
for me. You channeled the show already. Perfect. You channeled the show by being open to wear white capris. That's excellent.
You could ask Linda, my best friend for a million years, or anybody that knows me, they will tell you they have never seen me in white pants. And actually, yesterday, only one person saw me in them.
See, and now you have...
I put them on, but I didn't go out. No.
But now you have a new experience.
I do have a new experience. I love it, too.
And your mind is more open to white. And so, you know, you have a new playing field of clothes colors to wear. And that's, you know, that's just one of the aspects I want you to think about. Where do you limit yourself unknowingly, unconsciously? And where is more room for expansion and just exploration? You know, another way to know if you are actually a little bit rigid and inflexible in your mind is if you believe that you're right. A lot of people are, on some level or another, righteous. They know just better, and they just have it figured out, and they just have a specific opinion, and they don't waver off this opinion. And just I talked to a person the other day, and he's an older gentleman, and he really wants to open his heart again, open his mind. But on the other hand, he also has these imprints from his upbringing, which is a long time ago, that he knows these values, these ideas, these morals, this is how you raise kids, are right. And there's no questioning, doubting, no openness to even go beyond that, despite all the pain it has cost him with his own children. So there is something for us to really take a moment, step back, and ask ourselves, is it time to really open that window and look out there beyond that, what we believed is right, is good?
So I love this. I love this conversation. Because people have to make a decision about whether they are going to be open or more open or not. I mean, we do. Right. I had to make a decision yesterday on, I know the listeners are probably thinking, get over yourself. But, you know, putting on these white capris was really significant for me in a lot of ways. And I had to make a decision. And you know, we go through that process. What are the consequences, Dr. Friedman? What are the consequences of staying less than open? What I'm trying to figure out is, okay, here I am. This is my life. I could stay the way I am, or I could become more open. If I become more open, so what? What's going to change? What is it going to do for me? And the reason I'm asking is because this is many levels of it. There are a lot of layers to what I hear you talking about, right?
Yes.
You know, love is one of the things when we talk about openness. Love is one of the first thing that pops in there, right?
Right.
But there are many others. You know, do I become open to love in whatever form it shows up? And if I am, then what am I risking? Am I making myself vulnerable? So I would love for you to talk about openness and vulnerability.
Well, let's go to this point first about what are you actually gaining from being more open.
Yes.
And let's say, for example, life is school and you're in first class and you would decide in first class, that's all I need to know. I just know my ABC. I know, you know, how to multiply. I don't need to know anything about different countries or anything like this. That's it. Would you further grow? Would you become more successful? Would you be able to find fulfillment? No, because you are probably stuck on that level and you will never go any further. Now, that's how we are living in many ways. We are complacent. We are just in a place where we are settling in. And does it allow us to grow? I think when we are not open, we are wasting our time. Now, vulnerability for me is a word that has a completely misinterpretation in our language.
And
the misinterpretation is that when you're vulnerable, you automatically are more susceptible to getting hurt. But that's not really what it is. It's still your choice if you are getting hurt or rejected or not in a, you know, getting the successful relationship you're wanting to take that personally, to take that on and take this as a sign of I am not good enough. The big hurt comes really only then when we are feeling somebody else's rejection is a sign that we are not worth it, that we are not lovable.
Worthy. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then that's another opportunity for you to say, well, let's see, is that really true? Or is there more room for me to grow? Is it actually for me right now to be more vulnerable and open to recognizing that I am lovable, rather than wanting somebody else to prove it to me or show it to me? That's flexibility of the mind as well, because your knee-jerk reflex is, oh, let's open my heart so that somebody else comes in. Well, what about opening your heart so that you self come in, so that you self actually first occupy your heart with self-love and recognizing that, well, I deserve to be in a good relationship because I really care about myself. When you are in that place and then go into a relationship and it doesn't work out, it doesn't hurt as much because you have so much self-love and self-care for yourself. And you realize it's not about me. It's just that it didn't work out, or about the other person who couldn't appreciate that, or it wasn't a good match.
How do we reconcile our desire? Because my experience is, I think I've always had a desire to be more open and openness. How do we reconcile the desire to be more open and with our need for acceptance and approval? And what I mean by that is, you know, if I become more, so if I wear, now I could have worn the white capris with the black leather here today, okay? But if I make a decision, something as simple as clothing, right? And I wear that clothing and I go out into the world, whatever that is. This is just a small example. And I'm out in the world. There is this idea that you're going to be out in the world with other people. And they're going to have things to say about the way you live your life. Isn't that really the challenge of openness? To really be true to oneself? I'm going to talk about this when we come back from break. To be true to oneself, despite what's going on in the outside world or outside opinions. I mean, I would imagine this is a giant battle with our consciousness. Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everybody, we're talking about the powers of consciousness. This is a 5-part series we're doing. The first time we talked about perspective. Now we're talking about openness. We will take your calls. If you have any questions for us today, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxin. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and earth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to Foss Farms Inc.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages, repeated doctor visits, painkillers that don't work, just not doing the things you love. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Yeah, I love that song. That's Steppenwolf, isn't it, Mr. Benny? Good deal. Thank you. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. Before we, we're getting into this now. I know. We're getting into this now. Let's give out some information. CellularWisdom.com is the website. People can sign up for your newsletter, get the free downloads.
By the way, if you sign up for the newsletter, there is a questionnaire as a free gift for you that helps you to create more openness and flexibility, because it guides you from identifying, okay, this is where I'm stuck, or this is where I feel like I need more openness. This is what my place is right now, my place of problem or my place of the issue. And where do I want to go? So there are very, very specific 12 questions in this questionnaire that help you to open your mind, help you to really be more flexible and find more clearly another direction to focus on. And it's quite amazing when we are opening our mind towards opportunities. And I said it on the show before, we all had this experience. You know, you want to buy a car and you decide, okay, I'm going to have this black Volvo. Well, you see black Volvos all over the place. Or when you want to buy a house and the for sale signs pop up at every corner. Why? Because you have opened your mind to look for that, what you're interested in. So when you're opening your mind to look for the solution or for your goals or that what you want to expand into, your mind, your consciousness, especially your subconscious, looks for it tirelessly and going to find opportunity for you to get there. So just by going through this questionnaire that you can get by signing up for the newsletter, you will already have a momentum internally that moves you forward, that is creating more expansion and helps you to see things and yourself, especially in a more flexible way.
And so they can sign up at cellularwisdom.com?
That's right.
All right, very cool.
Now, you said at the beginning or at the end of this segment, we talked about, you know, what about, you know, when you're trying to be more open and what about other people?
So, well, I mean, yeah, because I think that we were talking about rigidity.
Right.
And becoming rigid and you know, the comparison between being rigid and being flexible. And, you know, I what struck me was that, you know, the times that I have felt openness in my heart. And I know next time you're going to talk about action, but you know, openness requires an action. It's, you know, for me, it's if you're open, then you're considering something, right?
Right.
A decision, a this, a that, a job, whatever it is, right?
You're seeing it. Yes.
That's right. You know, when I was homeless at 17 and I was sitting in my car and I was sitting there and just at the bottom, you know, of my life in a parking lot in New Jersey, you know, there's no place to go but open. But, you know, every day of our lives, we get this opportunity. And so what is it that will pull us towards embracing the openness? And then next time you come on, we're going to talk about action. But what is it gets us there? And what are some of the things that will hold us back and shut us down, I guess, is my question.
Well, I think it's interesting that you say when you're 17 sitting in the parking lot, there is nothing but openness. I think it's actually for most people the opposite. All they see is the tunnel. All they see is that there are no options. All they see that, you know, that's really, you know, basically the end of it. And I don't have any possibilities beyond that. So it takes an inspiration like probably you had. It takes a special person to be able to say, okay, now here is my playing field. I'm going to just start from scratch. And all the possibilities are open there. So that takes certainly something, you know, from an inner strength place that you obviously had. Not everybody does have this, but not everybody is also, you know, homeless sitting in a car right now and listening to this. So I really encourage you not
to. But it's a metaphor. I mean, if you used homeless as a metaphor for the many times, right, in our lives that we're faced with opportunity and either can't find the courage to move in a direction or can't see it, I mean, I think it does become a metaphor in a lot of ways, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I think we cannot make the mistake to believe that flexibility is something that, you know, immediately needs to go to the core of authenticity. Let's be as open as we can be to be ourselves. And, you know, what about the other people, of course, is the next question that you have raised.
Yes.
I think if we do this, it's almost like, you know, you have been sitting on the couch watching TV, and then you say, okay, I'm going to become more flexible. Let's do these pretzel, you know, exercises in yoga. And the next day, you're going to be in the hospital because you have torn something or, yeah, you know, you just can't move anymore. So we have to become flexible gradually. We have to really start opening our mind step by step. And that's why I love these little exercises. For example, one exercise is every day do something different. Just take a moment and think about, okay, what's my routine? What can I break up? What could I do different? Driving home differently, having a different lunch, telling your spouse for once that you love them rather than assuming that, you know, they should know. Doing things that are just not always in that routine, and just do this every day. You know, greeting somebody that you never say hello, having a conversation with the barista, you know, barista at the coffee shop. That's already opening your mind. That's already giving you a more rich experience of life, because you're not just treading in that same circle. You're widening your circle of life.
Some people say, Dr. Friedman, you know, it's great to be open and easy to be open when life is good. Just what you said before. But if things are not going your way, probably when openness is needed most, it's the hardest.
Well, and
right?
I think,
no?
You know, absolutely. Uh-huh. But I think it assumes, or we assume it's the hardest. You know, I talked to a guy once who said, you know, his life changed the moment when he decided, having no money, two kids, when he decided to spend $1 on a Saturday afternoon on ice cream for the family and have a little joy again in that dark place that they had. Because with that joy, he felt greater purpose. And with that greater purpose, he felt there was a greater creativity. And all of a sudden, he had more ideas. All of a sudden, he saw options. And now he's a trainer and helps other people to come out of these places as well. And it started with that decision to open up the rigid place of I'm trapped in my debt. I'm trapped in not having a job. I'm trapped in my bills. And saying, okay, I'm just going to really do something that brings joy. I'm going to open up our hearts again to that little place of family time and see what's going to happen. So especially when you feel the times are not good, you need more openness, because especially in those times, you need to see beyond the obstacle. You need to see beyond the problem. And flexibility brings solutions. Flexibility brings you opportunities. And then you can see them. And it starts in small steps. As I said, one of the things that I love is also to realize your assumptions. We have so many assumptions that we are entangled in on a daily basis, and we don't even realize that we are having these assumptions. Here's an example. So let's say there is a story, and I just want you to notice what assumptions we are making. So a guy and his son are driving down the road, get into a car accident. Now the son is injured, gets transported to the hospital. The surgeon comes out and says, I can't operate on this kid. This is my son. How is that possible? So how is it possible?
I don't know.
What do you think? How is it possible that the surgeon says, I can't operate on the kid? So the assumption most people make is, well, that's not possible because the father was, you know, in the car accident.
Right.
So, but the assumption is that the surgeon has to be male. The surgeon was the
female.
Mother.
Yes,
female.
Exactly.
But that's where most people are going to. Most people that, you know, are listening to this story feel, oh, yeah, you know.
That's right.
And so that's a very simple way of realizing we are really entangled in all these little ideas that we have about this is how life is, this is who we are, and just demasking those assumptions, questioning yourself more clearly. Is this really the truth, or am I falling for an assumption with myself? For example, I cannot make more money because I don't have, you know,
an education.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That one's a big one.
Is that the truth?
I traveled with that for a lot of years.
And is it the truth or is it an assumption?
It's an assumption.
Absolutely.
But it has become a universal truth. You know what I'm saying? By the outside world. This is why I'm asking you
a
question about
assumption.
A universal assumption. Right. Thank you. But we do consider it a truth.
Well, that's
the
problem
with
most
every day.
Truth. I mean,
right?
that's the thing. You know, we have to realize that what we call reality is to a large degree based on assumptions. And that is the power of flexibility to break through those assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you really hear success stories about people, it is always about breaking through an assumption of I can't or sorry, we don't have that for you. You know, the stories of people that had rejections 100 times and then they anyway kept
on
going.
Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Mark Victor Hansen, close to 200 rejections of the book.
And they still, you know.
They gave it one last shot, went to a book thing down in Florida. Everybody but one publisher rejected.
Right. And that was because they didn't buy into the assumption, the general assumption after 10, 20 rejections that said there is no chance. They kept on going.
Yeah, this is like 183 rejections.
And so they didn't believe into this. So there's just something for you as a listener to think about on a daily basis. What assumptions do I fall prey to? What assumptions do I put into my way that are making my life smaller, more contract, and limit my options? There is actually a great class a friend of mine has on July 23rd, Saturday, July 23rd, in Seattle, East West Bookstop, and it's about flex thinking. He actually has created different tools and games to help people to make their mind more flexible.
And what's his name?
Tom Sponheim.
Okay, and he's going to be at East West?
In Seattle between noon and 2 o'clock on July 23rd. I can highly recommend it. It's going to be fun to make your mind more flexible.
All right, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Dr. Friedemann Chow on how to make ourselves more flexible. What are the benefits is what we've talked about, but what are some of the consequences? How can we turn them around? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Go to cellularwisdom.com if you want to get more information about Dr. Friedemann. And if any of this is calling to you, certainly give him a call because, you know, he works with people across the globe to help them break through, become more open, become more powerful in their lives. And let's give out a phone number for folks, if you could, please.
The phone number is 866-903-6463 or 206-323-2762. You can call and schedule a free phone consultation. And And really, one of the most gratifying, fulfilling aspects of my work is helping people to overcome the assumption of who they are and become more flexible in realizing that they are much bigger than they thought they are. And that's one thing, you know, many people I'm working with are coming with anxiety, with insecurity, low self-esteem.
Yeah.
And very often those people that have the lowest self-esteem have the least reason to feel this way. They are often amazing people, the rock of the family, people that overcame just horrendous situations and traumas in the past and still keep on going and still keep on working on themselves, but they're entangled and they're imprisoned in those limiting beliefs and in those traumas and don't see beyond it. And just helping people consciously and subconsciously and with a higher consciousness, opening their minds again, opening their hearts again to really let their true light shine out and let them really reflect in that and realizing, I'm much better than I thought I was. I'm much more capable. I'm actually an amazing person. And seeing this happening very quickly, right in front of your eyes, is one of the most satisfying experiences you can have.
Mm.
And certainly something that makes it all worth it.
And I want to just encourage all of you out there that Dr. Friedman has been giving away these free telephone consultations for years on the show. And I want to give out that number again, 866-903-6463. And you could give him a call. If you sign up for his newsletter, all of the tools that we've talked about today and on previous shows, they will be available to you as well. This idea of being judged and judged. I mean, when you say the word openness, and I know we talked about rigidity versus flexibility, but I think there are also these other, you know, strange bedfellows. One of them is judgment, right, versus acceptance, right?
Right, right.
And can you talk a little bit about this? Because we do judge ourselves and each other about what we wear, what we eat, what we do, you know, all of that. There is that level of judgment.
Well, the first level of flexibility would be to find out, am I really judging myself or am I judging myself, looking at myself from the outside, assuming that somebody else would not like what I'm wearing?
Okay.
You know, is it really me who finds, well, these pants are not really nice? Or is it, well, probably my colleague thinks, you know, I gained a few pounds, or maybe my friend don't, you know, really appreciate, my friends don't really appreciate that I'm wearing red now because they only have black or whatever. It's like, you know, you really understanding, what do I feel about it? Do I like it or do I hold myself back and judge myself because I assume judgment from others? Like you said, mm-hmm. you know, there's these examples you said. Somebody wants to open up. Someone wants to just explore who they can be, but they hold themselves back because they're afraid of not fitting in anymore or not meeting expectations or getting judged.
Or we think we have to explain ourselves to people.
Well,
we really do. We do spend a lot of time doing that, don't we?
Well, that's how
I spend a lot of time doing that.
And I think, you know, we are trained to do this early on in our lives where basically, you know, whether it's in school or whether it's about you have to behave a certain way to be acceptable, to fit in. That when it starts to wonder more, do I do the right thing according to what they want me to do versus do I do the right thing because I want to do it, because it feels that's the right thing for me. It comes from the heart. And we are losing touch with that. And it's a very, very good way of expanding into a more flexible mind to realize, when are you looking at your actions and what you are feeling about yourself out of yourself, at yourself? Meaning, like, when are you judging yourself through somebody else's eyes versus when do you really do it because you know what's right for you or not? And, you know, there is a wonderful little exercise that I just love to give out because it is so helpful for people to sometimes step out of this, you know, rigidity of judgment and the fear of judgment. And it's simple, because it's something that opens your mind to also what other people might actually think and feel. And so what you do is you close your eyes and you simply look at a situation. Let's say, for example, you're back to the clothes. It's obviously something that's in the air. So you're putting on different clothes in your mind and you're looking through your eyes.
I actually have jeans on. I rarely will wear jeans
great.
To the studio.
And so you are just
I'm like these busting out, Benny.
White pants, or maybe you're imagining yourself having a different job. And you're just simply experiencing this, how that feels. And then you think about that person that you believe would judge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you think about it, I want you to really go in your mind into this person's eye. And I want you to look through this person's eyes at yourself and see what possibilities could there be that this person is feeling. Now, there could be, of course, judgment, but there could be also maybe this person is jealous because you're so brave and you're stepping out. Maybe this person feels trapped in his or her own life and feels the pain and sees somebody is doing something different and feels even more in pain because they don't have the courage. There are different possibilities. And just by trying on different possibilities of what could be behind the judgment, you can already feel, well, my mind is opening up. Maybe I really misjudged that judgment or made an assumption behind it. And the third place you want to go is watching it from the outside. You're simply stepping out and you're seeing yourself, you know, maybe insecure, struggling with that change that you're making, seeing the other person, maybe judging, frowning, you know, ridiculing yourself. And you're watching it from the third place, from a neutral place. What do you think about it? Do you feel like, you know, that person who you are should just stop changing, stop exploring, should just give her or his power away to the other person? Do you think the actual weak person is the person who's judging? When you do this, three different positions, one yourself, one the other person, the third one a neutral place, you automatically have opened your mind. It is not important for you to make a decision. For you, it's just that you're diluting already this rigidity, this tunnel vision, and seeing, I can see this all from different positions and can already see, well, which position feels actually better. Does it feel better to just not give your power away, not really care, but do what you feel that you need to do? Does it feel better to understand that this other person probably has their own issues, that they're in their own pain, and that's why they are judging or why they are so rigid? And from the third position, does it feel better to see the bigger picture and realize, if I'm going to keep myself small, if I will not move forward, if I'm going to stay rigid, I'm really wasting my time. I'm really not living life full on. And as we all know, life is limited. And how much time do we actually have to lose? And from that third position, you can see that there is really only a limited amount of time that you want to grab and really use at its fullest.
You know, I love this because, you know, so often I think and we're going to talk about this next time, right, that you're on.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about, okay, you've gone through this process. You're an open vessel. Now what?
Exactly. Well, now what is basically how do you make a choice?
How do you make a choice? And then the choice leads to an action.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, I can't tell you how many times in my childhood, you know, high school, junior high school, where, you know, you're sitting and you know you want to dance with someone or you know you want, right? But you don't.
Right.
Right? You don't. I was out dancing last Friday, by the way, and I was sitting there and I was agonizing over whether I am going to ask this person to dance. And I thought to myself, wow, life is so precious. And you never know from moment to moment.
And that's exactly an example where you would gain greater, you know, awareness of my options and flexibility by simply doing it, by simply stepping out of that place that maybe you're usually in and saying, no, I'll just gonna not waste time and I'm gonna take chances. Now, one last thing I want to just leave the listeners with is to also open up to a greater, you know, awareness and a greater flexibility through simple appreciation.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that come more from the higher consciousness, where I believe we can find the gift. And as somebody said, you know, if you cannot find God in all, you cannot find God at all. And just really being able to see the gift or seeing the things of beauty, of perfection, of the things that you can appreciate at least a few times a day, where you hold yourself back, take a deep breath and say, okay, what right now feels just right. Mm. And that certainly also stretches our mind and makes us more flexible.
What a great show. Dr. Friedman Schaub, everybody. CellularWisdom.com is the website. I can't wait to do the next show.
All right.
Hurry up.
Me too.
Come back.
I will.
Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. If you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, if you've missed any part of this at all, it'll be up shortly. Go to drpatlive.com. And Benny, thank you for a great show. We'll see you all next time. I tried to swim again.